Let's go down to the desert and bring in a senior writer from MLB.com, and that is Barry Bloom. Barry, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Marty. How's everything?
Very good. Very good. And as I said to everyone, you know, you're not with the Giants, not with the Diamondbacks, but you are there for the festivities of opening day. What does it feel like being down there?
It's great. And, you know, one of the early, you know, storylines here, too, is Torrey Lovello's first game as a manager and first opening day. And, you know, he's from Westlake Village in the valley in L.A., and he's got family here, his wife, his son, one of his sons, 65 relatives. He says staying in a hotel near the ballpark and are all busing over and partying. It's the Torrey Lovello party bus. So it's a fun day for him.
It's a fun day for baseball, and we've talked this morning about what opening day means. I've said it, and Andy Baggerlier has been on, Paul White has been on, Nick Pecoro. And I'll ask you, you're a veteran baseball guy. Still get the feel, the excitement of opening day. What does it feel like for you?
Yeah, in fact, I ran into Mike Kruko downstairs, and, you know, we both wished each other a happy opening day. It's a day where I dress up and, you know, wear a jacket and a tie, which is one of the few days of the year I do that at the ballpark. And it's my 40th as a professional, you know, not counting the ones I went to in New York when I was a kid. So, and my first one was in 1976 when Bob Lurie saved the Giants for San Francisco after the Fred moved to Toronto. You know, and that was a big one at Candlestick. So it's just great every year. I think I've maybe missed one opening day in 40 years.
You know, Barry Bloom with us. They say you can't win a pennant in April, but you sure can lose one. You believe in that?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, last year, for example, the Yankees didn't have Chapman for the month of April because he was suspended, much like the Mets are not going to have Familia for half the month. And the Yankees opened 8-16. They couldn't hit. They lost games that were very close at the end that Chapman could have helped them with. And then they spent a good part of the season digging themselves out of that 8-16 hole. And every time they got back to .500, they'd lose two or three in a row, and they'd be back down three or four. It just never seemed to be over the hump until right before the trade deadline. They got swept in Tampa, and Hal Steinbrenner was at the game, and basically he green-lighted Cashman to make a bunch of changes, you know, and they started to go young. And they, you know, released A-Rod, made some trades, you know, put Sanchez in the lineup, started to move forward. So, yeah, I mean, if the Yankees had had a .500 month of April, they would have won the division last year.
Boy, interesting. You got predictions. Everyone in the world loves to make predictions. And, of course, with Twitter and all the social media, we all sort of have our platform. Do you make predictions? Do you have any thoughts on the National League and the American League?
The only thing I could say to you is that the National League, I think, is really a five-team race. You know, it's Mets, Nationals, Cubs, Dodgers, Giants. I'm sure there'll be a team that's going to play above its head for a while and play like it's sneaking in, and that could be the Braves, it could be the Diamondbacks, could be the Rockies, could be the Cardinals, but I just don't think that they're all very weak, and I think right there, there's your five playoff teams going in. And watching the Cubs, it's the one year where I would say, watching Cubs and Indians in spring training, they're as strong, if not stronger, than they were last year. You know, the Indians have Encarnacion now instead of Napoli. They have their full pitching staff back, which they didn't have from September on last year through the playoffs. They've got Andrew Miller for the whole year now, behind a great bullpen. Yeah, and I could see in their division where you're getting 38 games a year against the Twins and the White Sox that they could really rack up a lot of wins. And similarly with the Cubs. The Cubs are so deep. I saw them a lot here, and I saw them in Vegas, and I saw a lot of their kids who didn't even make the team. And they've got guys that could stock another major league team with their minor leaguers who are having to go to AAA. And they're in a division where you have, you know, Milwaukee and Cincinnati and Pirates and the Cardinals are not what they were. And they could well win over 100 games, and you could well see Cleveland and the Cubs again in the World Series with a different outcome and Cleveland winning this year.
Boy,
so
very
I'll go with Cleveland winning the whole thing.
Very good. No, great analysis. But you know why we love the game. Something always happens that we don't expect. So give me something. And, you know, we have these lunches all the time, you know, the outrageous predictions and all that stuff. We love these lunches we have in Arizona. We didn't do it this year for that. At least I didn't. But give me one of your outrageous predictions, something that that no one's thinking about. I know you. I owe you at least two lunches for mine. But go ahead. Give me something.
Zach Greinke is going to win 15 games with the Diamondbacks.
All right. Now, is that good or bad?
Good.
That's good. Okay, that's good. All right.
It'd be good for the Diamondbacks. If Greinke wins 15 games, then the Diamondbacks are going to have a much better season.
All right. All right. Very good. All right. Very good. I said this to Paul White. You know, the Brewers, I love their farm system, and the game is getting so young that maybe some of these guys from the farm system will jump up for Milwaukee. And Paul says, well, I was going to say Milwaukee's the worst team in baseball. So I'll give you my outrageous prediction. I think the Brewers will surprise people.
You know, you're not the only one to say that. I was talking to a scout friend of mine over at Scottsdale the other day before the last game on Monday. And he also said that he was very impressed by the Brewers, that their pitching staff is better than everybody thinks. And they're, you know, one of maybe the bubble teams, too, I could have added in the National League that could surprise teams for a while. But all these teams are just, like, so thin that, you know, you have to dig into the minor leagues. And if guys like their front guy, guys like Braun,
right,
they get hurt, which they do every year, then, you know, they start having to dig in to the minors, and they start losing a lot of games.
No, very good. Hey, well, have a great afternoon. The crowd, do they have the bunting out? Do you feel the buzz, their buzz down there? I know we Final Four is down there, but do you feel a baseball buzz at least in the park?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, they're sold out, which is unusual for the Diamondbacks even on opening day. So I guess it's a big thing.
I love it. Very good. Great to talk to you, Barry, as always. You coming up here at all?
Yeah, I'll see you on for the Giants home opener. I'll be up for the first four games.
Oh, terrific. All right, we'll look forward to seeing you on the 10th. Thanks for being on.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right, that is Barry Bloom, senior writer, MLB.com. I like these, Raph, I like these predictions. And